Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's a happy Tuesday. And welcome to Self-Care. And today I have two amazing guests, two bright lights in my life, Jen Sennett and Dr. Frank Lawless. So I'm going to bring them on right now. Good morning. Can I hear you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, well, make sure we still have audio. Yeah. So, let's see. There we go. That's a little bit better. So before we dive into the show, I would love for, you know, each of you to share a little bit about what you do and in your background. So if Jen, would you start first? And by the way, Jen, meet Dr. Frank.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
So Jen, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do and all that other good stuff?
All right. So I'm a psychotherapist and I see clients to help them mentally, emotionally to have the best life that they can have. I started as a high school counselor and decided that that was too restrictive. So I started my own practice about 11 years ago, and here I am today.
Nice, nice. And Jen and I met when we were living in Barrington, so I'm so grateful that her friend came to our garage sale.
I know.
Divine intervention. Dr. Frank, will you share a little bit about yourself and what you do and why you do it?
Well, it might take a little bit of time to go through my life since I was getting into the aged bracket, but I wanted to say to Jen that I also started in the school counseling arena. And
very cool.
And actually, my mother and my sister were both counselors. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, the youngest daughter, is basically a counselor. So there's
cool.
a lot of that educational counseling that's going on in my family. I certainly appreciate all those kinds of efforts. But right now I'm basically doing a lot of things. I have a clinic, the PMP, which stands for psychoneuroplasticity, by the way, in Lewisville, Texas. And what we do basically is a full range of assessments for people that are aging from 6 to 96. And we deal with a lot of issues of cognitive abilities and psychological issues, which has to do with depression, anxiety. Basically, we do a lot of assessments in the 2-day term and basically create a plan for brain health. We just focus on the brain health. We do brain maps and psychological maps and a variety of other issues. We have something like 13 different disciplines that sometimes we get together and put together the plan. And it's been in existence for about 15 years. And we see people all over the world, which is quite a feat for a lot of people to get to us. So that's one of the things I'm doing. I also am very excited about a foundation that I'm starting. It's called Mental Health Resilience. And basically it has to do with brain health again. How do we get through our stresses? And that has a lot to do with the COVID issues that our students are going through, has a lot to do with their adults and that kind of stress that has to do with employment and family relations and a variety of other issues. I'm entering a lot of contractual arrangements with the school districts to help the students and the families and the teachers regain their momentum. So that's kind of exciting to me. Those are the things that capture my mind right at the present.
Well, that's very exciting that you're doing that. I know all the school systems would benefit from what you're creating from both of you, actually. Being a recipient of guidance from both of you, yeah, I can attest that the guidance that you both give is amazing. So
I'm really excited to hear that you're doing some contractual work with schools as almost like an outside therapist, because schools hesitate strongly to do that. So that's really exciting to hear that.
There's a lot of things that we do work with schools. We sometimes work with students who are having difficulty in terms of the maturity of the brain. And we're also rescuing a lot of our students from being overdrugged and they need some direction, which have to do with getting clearer in their own development. So I have a lot of belief that there is a need for some guidance. For example, one of the approaches that a lot of schools are taking is they're trying to make up for lost ground in terms of their academics. And so what they're doing is they're doubling the hours of teaching. And what we know is that that's just going to make the student tired. What they need to have is a redesign that basically helps their brain mature. And I got a lot of approaches that I write a lot. I publish a lot of books that have to do with these kinds of issues.
Yeah, and I would like to actually take a deeper dive on that in a little bit, especially, you know, all of us here on the show have a bod, and we can talk about getting that brain into the theta state and, you know, like that. What I was hoping to do, I would like to start off first by speaking for about a minute or two about emotional well-being hygiene, which I try to do every single morning. And if you guys have, I'm sure you do, what you do in the morning for emotional well-being hygiene, then I'd like to have Jen take us through how to protect like your auric field, your energy field, and we're also doing meditation. And then we'll have everybody in a homeostasis, and we're going to use Dr. Frank's music, which is called homeostasis, during that meditation. And then let's pick up about now, you know, how we can do some spiritual self-healing, which includes all the things that we've been talking about so far. Does that sound good?
That sounds excellent. And I want to just comment that just a note here that I have developed some music sounds, not songs, but sounds that do help the brain health probably better than anything else I know, because music, we know from ages past, either creates warriors or lovers based on what we listen to. And we have discovered that some music and rhythms do help the brain develop and mature.
Well, and I'm even, yeah. I have, on our house right now, I'm running 528 hertz, which is the frequency of love, right? So
yeah.
I'm running that now. So let me just start first. And let me just say, if anybody wants to speak to Dr. Frank or Jen or myself, you can call into the show at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and it'll light up on our switchboard, and we will get to you ASAP. So I want to talk a little bit about emotional well-being, the hygiene that I do every single morning. So I have my diffuser. This one I got from Walmart. But you can get them from me, too. You can get them from, you know, doTERRA Essential Oils or Emerson. But I don't discriminate. If it's a good diffuser, I buy it, okay? So in this diffuser, and the reason you want to have a diffuser is because, first of all, a diffuser, let's just say what it is. For those who can't, don't know what one is and are not watching, a diffuser holds water. You put in an essential oil, and it gives off a fragrance of your choosing, okay? And this morning, I used vetiver, sandalwood from Hawaiian sandalwood, myrrh.
You're grounding. All,
what?
You're grounding.
Yes, I am, Dolly. I'm grounding. So that's one thing I do definitely for the show. Keeps me centered and balanced, right? And the second thing I do is I have this essential oil bottle that I made up in a roller ball. And this has basil, rosemary blended with coconut. And I mink, it also may have tea tree. You can make up different varieties for this, but this is for, and I can get the all the options later, but I roll this on my forehead, especially by my pineal gland, and C1, C2 to keep it protected, and my belly, okay, so around my belly. Why? So these oils protect you from electromagnetic frequency, which can cause anxiety and stress in your brain. And EMF also upsets your microbiome, and which we can talk about on another show, and maybe we'll get into it here, but it also, there's the brain-gut connection, right? And then also you just want to keep the C1, C2, the two top vertebrae in your spine protected, as it's the railroad track to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. Now, the earth is going through a lot of changes. So I'm just going to say the other thing I'm doing, would you guys agree that there's a lot of people grieving right now? There's
Absolutely.
People, yeah, they're grieving losses, right? They're either loss of job, loss of people, loss of their current reality. Right? That's the biggest one, I think. The loss
people
of
people aren't matching that up.
What's that?
I have a lot of my clients are feeling that, and they're like, I don't understand why I'm grieving.
Well,
they don't match that.
No,
up
they don't.
That are going on.
So I have three oils that I use daily, because I am grieving the loss of my current reality. So it's Console, and Console has like patchouli and rose in it, amongst other things like lavender. No, it doesn't. It has frankincense, also grounding. But patchouli and rose will take the brain out of fight or flight in 20 seconds. And how you do that is you're putting the oil in the palm of your hand, right? You're rubbing your hands together, and you're going to breathe in. And the take, oh, that's good. Okay, that was good. I wish you guys had some oil. And then you rinse and repeat, okay? And you do that with forgive, because along with grieving comes anger. It's just part of the cycle. And you put in forgive. And this has in it things like spruce, juniper berry, lemon, thymus, thyme oil, citronella leaf. And so it's amazing that when I feel angry and I breathe that in, it helps me to release that anger. And then finally, and I'm going through it fast because you guys don't have the pleasure of doing this. Otherwise, I would do it slower so we could all have the fun. But peace. Essential oil. And that's my emotional well-being hygiene every morning, because, and the peace is amazing, let me tell you. So this is what I do every single morning to, if I'm not waking up on the right side of the bed, and I think that's really tough for most of us. A lot of us aren't even getting good sleep right now because of the shift in the energy. But that's just one thing that I do to support my spiritual being, my emotional well-being. Do you guys want to share some practices that you have shared with others or that you do on your own?
Mm-hmm. I do my like prep at night before I go to bed. So before I go to bed, I'll meditate, and then I'll also kind of set intentions for the evening and set intentions for the morning, like how I want to wake up. So something like that would look like, I usually lay on my floor, and I'll just lay on my floor and breathe and just kind of recoup the day and see about what do I need to do that's different? What do I need to do that could change? Because I don't believe in mistakes. I think mistakes are learning situations. So see what else I need to learn from that day. And then I kind of decide what day I want to have tomorrow. So I project, you know, love, connection, positive mindset, different goals that I might have depending upon the day, and then I go to bed.
Okay, I love that.
And so typically I wake up and I'm like, all right, I got this great day ahead of me. So I usually wake up pretty happy, pretty excited, you know, to start my day. So I do my prep work before I go to bed.
Okay. And Dr. Frank, what about you?
Well, I'm kind of the same way as Jen, in the sense that I do a lot of my preparation for the morning of the night before. And my focus on the breathing is actually kind of different in the sense that I focus on the exhale, because I think that the exhalation, the breathing out, is basically releasing the poisons in your body. And
And
the research basically shows that when you breathe out, you're also relaxing the parasympathetic system in your body. Breathing in is basically excitement of the body, and that would be more of a morning thing, where you're basically breathing in energy, breathing in power, breathing in love, like you guys have talked about. And I also do a lot of humming. I'm big on humming, because I have a jillion research articles lately that have to do with when you hum, you have a certain, what happens is that you develop the nitric oxide in your body, which is the gas, and that particular substance helps in terms of inflammation. So being older and having a lot of inflammation, I have to take care of myself by doing a lot of humming. Now, there's not a lot of science behind what you hum. It's just basically finding that hum that seems to resonate in areas that you need some nurturance. And I think that that has helped me a lot in terms of headaches, in terms of muscle aches, in terms of just other soreness that comes up on me, basically because I'm basically growing older. And those things happen, and I can do something about it that would be self-corrective.
Yeah, that humming also activates the vagus nerve, which then relaxes the body.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a technique I give my clients a lot. If you've ever heard of it's just like you cover your eyes. How is it? Cover your eyes, and then you plug your ears, so you decrease all of your, you know, extra sensories, and then you just breathe in, and then you exhale hum, and you start with 10 cycles of that, and then you see where you're at.
Well, one of my best friends, Don Campbell, in Colorado, talked a lot about Tony, and he worked with students with ADHD and hyperactivity, and found that toning, which is kind of the same thing we're talking about, except that it's different placement of where do you focus on in your body, basically has amazing results.
That's awesome.
So do you want to demonstrate that, Jen? The humming and
how it
activates the vagus nerve and all that. And before you do, actually, would you explain to people what the vagus nerve is?
My God, my biology is not that great, but I know where it is.
Good enough for me.
I just don't know. I don't know all its functions.
Well, okay, you don't have to know all. The ones that you like to talk about.
The vagus nerve is on the inside of the spine, all the way on your back. And so when people started doing breath work, they were hoping that they were trying to activate the vagus nerve to create calming in the body. So it turns on that parasympathetic nervous system.
Cool.
Where everything just kind of calms down. Now, I know it has a lot more functions.
We don't need to know all the functions. We need to know the ones that we need to know, which are the ones that you want to share. How about that?
But one of the things I found, so I've practiced the breath work with my clients, but one of the things I did find is that the humming, I find it works a lot better because you start, you know, like as you start humming, and this is my experience. Maybe you can jump in and share some of your experiences, Dr. Long. But as I start humming, I can feel it here. And maybe by breath two or three, I can feel the hum, the vibrations here. By three or four, I can feel the vibrations here. By five or six, I can feel the vibrations all the way to my hips. And then by 10, I can feel the vibrations all the way to my fingertips and my toes. So it's those vibrations just kind of radiate out as you begin to do them, which I found fascinating. But so I don't know if anybody else has had this experience. As I get older, I'm remembering things I did as a child. So humming was something that I did as a child all the time. I would climb the tree and I would hum. I would do gymnastics and I would hum. I would go for a walk and I would hum. So many, and it was never like a song. It was just like a constant, just simple sound. But as I get older, I find that I'm doing more things that I already did. And I'm learning things again that I already knew.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Years past, I used to run pain clinics a lot. And one of the things that happened was people would use their breath to get rid of their chronic pain, especially back pain, and using humming along the same line. Now, I also have to talk about my experience with Michael Horner, that's kind of the godfather of our shamanistic approaches. He and I talked about this event of humming and breaking into, a lot of times my patients would break into some kind of song, not singing songs, he's just humming the song.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the Navajo Indian tradition where you would have singers that would learn a certain song, and once these become healing songs, and so they go from tribe to tribe or however they do this, and they teach the patients how to heal themselves with specific healing hums or healing songs.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And a lot of times, I got involved a lot with Native American tribes in my life. And one of those times, I worked a lot with the New Mexico tribes. But I found that a lot of their healing songs made no sense, even in the language. It's the syllables. That seem to make a difference.
Sure.
So you may be listening to a healing song that actually is not a language, set of syllables.
That's neat.
Well, it's interesting because when I was practicing Judaism, and I would walk in to the synagogue, and the choir would be singing in a language that I don't understand, Hebrew, it didn't make a difference. It was healing to my ears and to my mind and to my body because it was just probably still to this day the most beautiful sound that I'd ever heard. It's an ancient language, right? So I get that. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of reports of those kinds of instances that you have that humming or that kind of even the use of the om that creates some of this healthy integration, that we just have some kind of unconscious connection with those sounds and those syllables, that is still a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I had one really great experience with the word om, and it was probably my first like chanting experience. And there was like five other women. And we all started just slowly breathing and saying Om, saying Om. And literally it was like there was a ball of energy around inside of our circle. And then when we finished the last Om, it just like burst out from the whole center. It was the most wildest thing. So having so many different experiences keeps me very curious, because the more I know, the more I realize I don't know anything.
Oh, I find that out daily.
Me too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every day is a new mystery.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's interesting how I, you know, I remember thinking I knew maybe not everything, but a lot. And then I experienced some chanting and some Kundalini yoga, and I'm like, dang, I don't know anything. It's wild what, like, the universe decides to show you.
It is an ongoing lesson for sure that the magnificent features of health and harmony all go together in some kind of individual way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the interesting books that I just got to reading yesterday was a book of paintings by Susan Bollet. And Susan and I were old friends. She died in 2005, I think. But these are fascinating paintings. But she wrote a long introduction to her book. And I noted one of the phrases that just stuck to me and still does, obviously. And that is how we find ways to nurture the soul. You know, where do we find those things? I'm not sure if we've run out, and that's part of our purpose, our pilgrimage in life, is to learn how to nurture our souls.
I can believe that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's so many different ways. So.
There are many ways.
And and things that you might do might nurture you, and things that, but it doesn't work for me. So I find it so individualized.
Well, I think that's, you hit the nail on the head, and in the sense that we all are different and
mm-hmm.
have different paths, but yeah, we're seeking basically
the same thing.
In our
yeah.
own way. So
yeah.
That's what brings
I think it's really important to, it's important to know what resonates with you.
Yes.
And
so,
I'm seeing a lot with my clients. They're unwilling to try new things because it's scary.
Right. Trying new things is a way of healing yourself.
So we
Absolutely.
Actually have to go to commercial real quick. And I'd like to pick up about nurturing the soul, because I think that's a really important topic. We also have a caller, 312-671. So we'll take a couple minutes for commercial and bring on the caller and then come right back to nurturing the soul. Okay, so let me just see what we got going on here. Let's just do this.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
in a non-video commercial.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
So I have a commercial now, 16 seconds. You might recognize the woman in the commercial.
With a place of peace pop-up from Tucson Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Hi. Good words. Do you recognize that woman, Jen?
I do.
That was Jen using the place of peace, and which included Dr. Frank Spaud. And Naima says, good morning. Beautiful. Great information from your guests, and I love the video commercial. Thank you, Naima. Naima's our executive producer. So let's take a call from 312-671. And our topic today is, you know, spiritual self-healing. So we'll do that. Give me 1 second. Good morning. And who is gracing us with their beautiful presence this morning?
Well, and y'all, shalom.
Good morning. And who are you speaking?
Good morning. Grand Rising, this is Minister Robert Floyd Plump. And how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I am blessed. I am fantastically blessed and all about success breeds success. And we are also working with you in a healing way. Thank God for the Female Solution. And I'm happy that you are on today. Simply because you are in my, as they say, area or lane, which is Plump Music Productions and the 63rd Street Drummers. I would like to reflect on one word in particular, because our health is our wealth, and that is healing. Healing equals to 23, like you and me, and Mama, as they say, V, on Friday, too. I just heard the commercial. So I just wanted to reflect on that word also comes with a number, and that number is really the Female Solution, which is 23. So I want to establish a collaboration through education. We have a private way of doing it as well as we have a public way with the Harold Washington Foundation. And for even more information, brothers and sisters or people are, you know, in all walks of life, black, white, red, brown, and yellow, can go through the process of healing in abundance of blessings, which also connects with B, which is a relationship with you and me in the 63rd Street Drummers and Plump Music Production. So we always got an opportunity, unlimited, unstoppable, that we meet at National Black Wall Street every Tuesday from 6:58 p.m. And I would like for you to be, and others too, especially in, connected with the Female Solution concerning our health as our wealth, and healing being a foundation or part of the equation of 23.
Do you have a question for one of our callers? Or
yes.
One of our...
Yes.
Sorry. I was trying to just,
yes.
Like...
Well, I would like for you all to be my special guest on Tuesday, and I hope that you all establish a collaboration with the community because of my method.
Forgive me. What is the question?
My question is, will you help to establish, like what Mayor Washington said, which is a community collaboration through education of our health is our wealth? And
so
that's
I
what I want to establish, you know, in a relationship.
But I think this is an offline conversation. But if you have a question for the guest, unless Dr. Frank, do you think is this something you want to answer, or Jen? I don't want to speak for either one of you, but is that something you want to answer at this point, or do you want to take it offline? Or
are you familiar with you know, the concept of healing, and also which you know, connects with the breathing of every human being? So every human being can either be for better or for worse for themselves. So I'm interested in healing myself, and as you stated, the body can heal itself through knowledge. Knowledge is power. So we are sharing it, the thought of what Mayor Harold Washington said. We must prompt the whole community, which is promoting peace, love, unity, marketing people. So I would like to establish a collaboration with you all through the Harold Washington Foundation.net.
The show for
and
that.
Would you be willing to do that?
Why don't you reach out to us after the show for that?
Okay.
You know, go to my website, Susan Essentials. I can connect you to whoever you need. My phone number is up there, which I'm happy to give here, 847-738-0242. And I thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Hi. So why don't we, I know one of the things, we also want to teach people today how to protect their field, their energy field. Why don't we do that first, and then we can come back to, you know, what we were speaking about before. I want to make sure that people learn how to do that, that I think that it's helpful to learn how to protect your energy. Jen, I'm going to have you go solo layout for a minute so that everyone can see you easily.
Okay.
All right. So, well, that was kicked from the studio. We don't want to do that. Hold on.
It kicked me out?
No, I don't want to do that. Solo layout. Okay, here we go. It's amazing the options you get.
Okay. Very intimidating looking at just myself right now.
Okay, so we're here with you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Okay,
yeah.
So we are here. We're here supporting you, so don't be intimidated.
Okay, so one of the things I've learned in just my spiritual journey is I decided to do some Kundalini yoga. And I like regular yoga, but I'm more of like a slow mover. I like to move slow and be very precise and stretch everything for long periods of time. So the fast, slow yoga didn't really excite me. A lot of people talk great things about it, and it works for lots of people, but I really like something a little bit more meditative and more specific and slower. And so I started doing Kundalini yoga, and one of the practices that we do in that practice is called, oh my gosh, my brain, it's called the Ego Eradicator. Mm-hmm. And the Ego Eradicator, at first I thought it was a really silly kind of pose. But then as I did it, I could start to feel my energy, my chakras, my core energy, my aura expanding. And so I'm going to take you guys through it really quick. It's not going to be, typically you do it for 3 to 7 minutes. We're going to do it maybe 30 seconds, and I'll walk you through all the pieces. I'm going to see if I can move my camera back just a little bit more. Okay. So
and
you just
you
sit on the floor, whatever, whichever's more
with
comfortable
you?
For you.
Do you want us to be
yes.
on this and the thing to be do it with you? Okay, so let me do that. Hold on. So we're
definitely
okay. Hold on. All right, so we're all going to do it with Jen. All right.
So the starting, you're going to crunch your fingers and stick your thumbs out, and you want tension there. So curl those fingers all the way down, Jody.
Like this.
All the way down. Yeah, just the tap one.
Just the tap one. Oh, yep. Okay. So the distinction is, okay.
You want to squeeze them tight. Squeeze them nice and tight there. So see how I'm squeezing. Yep. Almost like you're making a fist, but you want to open a palm up, but keep your fingers tight.
That's kind of ouchy. Okay.
And so your thumbs are going to stick out. Okay. So in Kundalini yoga, this is where your ego lies, is in the thumb.
Oh,
so that's why you want tension in your thumb.
Oh.
So you're going to start with a pose about 60 degrees open, maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Dr. Lala? 60 degrees? Does that look like 60 degrees?
Yeah, approximately. 17 degrees.
Okay, perfect. Maybe a little bit bigger.
Nobody measure, okay?
Don't measure. And so from this position, you're going to close your eyes, but aim your look up at your third eye. Oh, keep your head neutral, Joan.
Oh, neutral? Okay.
But take your eyes and look at your third eye. And you're going to do fire breathing. So through your nose, you're going to be like... So let's try that for 30 seconds. Now you're going to bring your thumbs together over the top of your head. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale. Extend your fingers, but hold the pose. Hold that, keep that breath out. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, feel your energy field as you drop your hands to the side. Slowly let them drop. Now just notice how your body feels.
Connected.
Mm-hmm. And so typically that pose is done for 3 to 7 minutes. I think there's some longer periods, but I have not done that. I'm still kind of an infant in Kundalini yoga.
I'm good with 30 seconds.
Huh?
I'm good with 30.
You're good with 30 seconds?
I got something out of it. I got connected.
Well, and it was interesting. The first couple of times I didn't get it because it just didn't resonate with me yet. But then all of a sudden, maybe the third or fourth time, it did. And I could like feel like the energy on the fingertips. And I was just like so blown away. I was like, whoa. And I felt bigger. My energy felt bigger. And one of the things I did that they talk about in Kundalini yoga is that when your aura is healthy and big, you can't get sick because illnesses, viruses, different things like that can't get in, which I found fascinating.
That makes complete sense to me because, you know, especially for people who are empathic, right, their energy field, if there's an energy leak, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you have an energy leak, your body is no longer in homeostasis. It's in stress mode. And when we're stressed, it depletes our immune system. So that what you're saying is spot on, in my opinion, even just from a science standpoint. So that's mm-hmm. awesome. Why don't we go back to topic, and then after we have a commercial break at 8 o'clock, so in 10 minutes, and then we'll come back, and I'd like, Jen, after commercial, would you kindly lead like a short meditation to Dr. Lawless's homeostasis?
I'd be honored.
Okay. And just so you kind of have an idea what his music's like, it's amazing. I listen to it.
I have this.
Okay, cool.
I listen to this.
Yeah, I know, daily, right? Because this is also my hygiene. Okay. So,
Very nice.
So, Dr. Lawless, why don't you, I'll let you get back to topic. We were talking about Michael Horner, I believe, when we dropped off. Do I have that right? And nurturing and, okay.
Susan, yeah. And nurturing the soul.
Nurturing the soul. Yep. Thank you. And you had talked about different ways. And actually, you had texted me yesterday, but I was nurturing my soul. So So I couldn't really reply. So, you know, and let me go, actually, I want to go back to your text message because I think it was pretty profound, like most of yours are. You said, what are the bridges available to us today that nurtures our souls? And you said, religion. And he says, with its tenets turning political and judgmental, is it psychotherapy whose practices are becoming more cognitive and efficient? Is it education with its emphasis on test results and traditional knowledge? And I thought that was, these are all really good questions. And then I thought to myself, or is it walking through the forest? So thoughts, everybody?
Well, I have to fully agree with you that I think that there is a kind of a meditative feature that nurtures the soul with the walking, with the path, with walking through the forest, because that's the way that I think that people have been using for generations to nurture their soul. And we have a lot of biblical references to that kind of thing. We have a lot of other religions that have this overlay. So I think that that's definitely one of the best ways of nurturing your soul is be alone. Solitude. Solitude is probably one of the most best featured in terms of soul searching and soul retrieval and the various other kinds of means that we do that we come in contact with that helps us transpose ourselves, helps us with our own self-imagery, it helps us with our own transformations is solitude.
I couldn't agree more. I'm, you know, it's interesting. When I was younger, I was an athlete and I was always either weightlifting, bicycling, walking, which are all healthy things to do, to get out, get the energy out, right? And as an adult, yes, I don't bicycle, but do a lot of walking, and especially through the forest. But really, I spend more time in solitude and in meditation. And I think that there's a possibility that there are listeners out there that are afraid to be by themselves. And yeah, and yet to me, that's like the best place to be.
Pretty nice.
It really is.
But I have found that for a lot of people, like I have a lot of clients that are ADHD or afraid to be alone. And so we talk about doing things to meditate. So, and I can remember being a gymnast. I might have been alone on a beam surrounded by people, but I was completely alone in my head. Mm-hmm. And the meditation of doing a balance beam routine or a floor routine was just very peaceful. And so sometimes I talk to my clients about things that they do that they just purely just completely enjoy. You know, sometimes it's bicycling, sometimes it's running, sometimes it's doing the dishes, sometimes it's, you know, picking blackberries. There's so many different things that people do, putting together a puzzle, that sometimes that can also be a meditative aspect if people are afraid of being alone and not doing anything. Because I think meditation also is kind of scary for a lot of people. Because, you know, like my infants in meditation, I'm like, okay, just focus on your breath. And then the next time I talk to them, they're like, that was really scary. Like, I was breathing, and then I was, like, breathing really fast, and I was like, wait, am I breathing enough? Am I breathing deep enough? Am I not exhaling deep enough? Like, they're freaking out about how well you breathe. And it's for some people, it's easier for them to just notice. So, like, I give doing dishes as, like, their homework. I'm like, forget the breathing. Go do the dishes and just notice your feet as you're doing the dishes. And they're like, my feet? I'm like, yeah, notice how your feet are connected to the ground as you're doing the dishes. So it gives them a little bit of a distraction, but it also gets them to relax instead of being so hyper-focused.
So a few years ago, I was offered and I accepted the presidency of a private university in California called Transpersonal Psychology, Institute of Transpersonal Psychology. And as president, I wanted to look at the curriculum. And on the curriculum, it had something to do, it said work. And I wanted to know what that meant. And so I went to the professor and they said, well, basically it's where the students work by doing yard work for the faculty. And I said, that sounds like it's really manipulative. Why you give college credit to work in your yard? And he said, well, you don't understand that. So I signed up. I set myself up to take the course. And sure enough, I was in this yard, and this professor came around and said, okay, I want a whole dug that's 2 feet deep and 2 feet in diameter. And being an old farm boy, I know exactly how to use a shovel.
Dig a hole.
And so I started digging a hole, and he came back and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm digging a hole like you told me to. And he said, no, you're not focusing on yourself. I want you to pay attention to how you're digging the hole.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I understood exactly what he was saying. It had nothing to do with digging a hole. It basically had to do with self-reflection and how you felt about it and how you went through it in the motion of digging a hole.
And what muscles activated.
That's right.
Exactly. How it felt in your hands.
Yeah, exactly. And so I got to talking about, you could do this, like you said, by doing the dishes and by mopping and stuff. So
brushing your teeth, that's the worst one.
So I understood finally what the course was. We did away with course anyway because it kind of came under criticism for what I've already explained. But I think that sense of doing while thinking has amazing kinds of ways of clarifying who you are and why you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember where I learned this, but I'm not a fan of doing dishes. I don't like the way the water feels. It's stinky. Like, I just don't like it. And so I read somewhere, someone said, well, think about why you do the dishes. Don't think about doing the dishes. Think about why you do them. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I do them so my family can stay healthy. I do them so we can have nice meals on not paper plates. I do them, you know, so we can have nice glasses to drink out of instead of plastic glasses. And so, like, I went through all these things and why I did what I was doing. And it made doing the dishes 10 times better, but it also made it possible to meditate while doing them.
That's true. That's true. And that's the secret of work.
Mm-hmm. It was wild. It was wild, but dishes aren't that bad anymore.
Well, so, and I enjoy doing dishes because I enjoy the water on my hands.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, how what brings joy to one person is a great relief from the brain, overbrain stimulation for me, is a great way for me to decompress for 5 to 7 minutes, get those dishes done, then go back to what I was working on. It's just a quick break for me. So
mm-hmm. I like water. I just don't like dirty water. But doing the dishes, when I think about doing them, I'm imagining these really nice dinners that we're going to have with the clean dishes and how my kids are drinking clean water and clean cups. And like those are in seeing my kids be healthy and active and living life and enjoying it. That's what makes it not so bad. So while I'm doing the dishes, I'm meditating like a future that I'm going to see with my kids.
Right.
Yeah. And manifesting a future. Not just men, mm-hmm. but manifesting a future, which is beautiful.
Right. Well, and I try to put love into that. So hopefully whatever food touches those plates gets a little extra love from the plate that I'm washing.
Well, I think there's definitely evidence that sending love to what you're doing, especially in terms of food preparation and so forth, has a major benefit to everybody.
I can agree with that.
Yep,
yeah.
I agree. Well, we are going to go to commercial real quick here. We have a couple. And then, Jen, I'm going to, when we come back, we'll have you lead a meditation. And when we come back, you can tell me how long you want that meditation to be. And so I'll manage the time. I'll help you manage the time. Let's see what we got here.
Tucson Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
I think they have the wrong commercial for Zelda. let's see here. We're just going to see if we can find Zelda's commercial. Zelda is our host on Monday morning. Zelda speaks, the Higher Learning Network, and she focuses on stress relief. And here it is. Let's see. Of course, her commercial, no surprise, is 1 minute and 11 seconds, angel number. There we go.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Okay, so we are back, and I have the homeostasis music here. Let me.
Before we start, I would like to hear like how you came up with that soundtrack of homeostasis, Dr. Lawless.
Well, we have something like 11 different rhythms that we know of that goes on in the body. And like we have a heart rate, we have a breathing rate, we have our brain goes through various cycles, which has to do with attention or relaxation or sleep. We have spinal fluid fluctuations. We have various organs fluctuation. So what I wanted to do was find a way to organize a rhythm that would create kind of a integration of at least five of those rhythms. So the plan was, and we had to redo this music tape several times because what we thought would be rhythmic for the body turned out to be sometimes chaotic. Mm-hmm. And so this is, I will give credit to the sound engineer who's a genius at his keyboard in terms of finding sounds and knowing what I need to do. That's Mr. White. That work with me, and basically we found this particular sound. Now there may be others. I'm not creating a monopoly here, but I know from our research that this does help solidify or integrate our various rhythms. So that's where the sound came from, and so it's basically two links of music sounds that are hooked together. So the whole thing lasts about 12 minutes. And then we did a lot of work with patients that listened to this before, in the morning and in the evening. That seemed to work for some of them. Some of them use it only in the evening, and some use it throughout the day, whenever they felt like that they were being pulled apart. So it's a way of integrating and balancing. That's probably the best word I can think of. That basically it balances your rhythms.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It balances your rhythms. I love it. So we're going to start a meditation soon for those who can't see the screen. We're going to start a meditation soon, so please join in. Find a comfortable place to sit. Ground your feet. Take your shoes off if you can't, because the plastic at the bottom of your shoes actually doesn't allow you to connect to our Earth's frequency than if you were barefoot or just in your stocking feet. And we're going to listen to the music, Homeostasis by Dr. Frank Lawless. It's available on iTunes. And I think it may be available elsewhere. Is that right, Dr. Frank? Where else can they find that?
Yeah, I really don't know because the distribution of what I do is basically done by my son, who is a lot smarter in this
the technology.
In tech area. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know it's available on iTunes.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Jen. My apologies. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say my son does all my tech. He just got me a brand new iPad, and I'm like, how do I use this? And he's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, and so it's interesting how the children teach the adults, is it not? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So approximately how many minutes do you want to take people through for a meditation?
Well, I guess that's up to you. Homeostasis is only 12 minutes. So do we want to do a shorter version, like maybe 5 or 6?
I was thinking something like that. Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, think of it in terms of 3-minute segments.
Okay. So then that's good.
So tell me why.
Tell you why?
Why do you want to think of it in terms of 3-minute segments?
Well, because that's the way we kind of put the music together.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, it's actually four different rhythms put back to back. But so it's really kind of creates a separation every 3 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. Well, it's interesting because Nikola Tesla has this thing about 369, which I'm still learning about, but there's some energy around it, which if you guys want to talk about that, fine. I don't know enough yet. So,
I know Tesla was a genius, and there was probably a lot of tech that we should have gotten from him instead of Edison, but.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's amazing. I'm actually using another one of Tesla's inventions. So, you know, I think both of you know I have a Healy, which it uses frequency different than the Bob. And it's a single microcurrent, but they run 5 or 6 at a time. So you get 5 or 6 extra microcurrents at one time. But it's only, you know, it rotates it is what it's doing. And so recently with the rollout of 5G, I was struggling with, I call it just brain on fire, which I haven't had for a long, long time. And the only difference was the 5G. So there's a company out of Canada that basically casts a net over the home using the longitude and latitude of my home. And what they did is used Nikola Tesla's technology, similar to Healy. And what they did is they measured the frequency, Jen, Dr. Frank, listen to this, of shungite, you know, my favorite mineral stone on the planet.
Yeah.
So basically my home is being covered in shungite right now. It has been for the last 10 days.
Okay.
And it feels different. And at any given time, I can boost it. And I keep it at 528, which is the frequency of love. So it's really kind of
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I just love Nikola Tesla. I mean, like, Anyway, so I will... So you want us all 3 on the screen. Is that right, Jen? Is that your preference?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. So everybody ready? Get your feet on the ground. Jen, go ahead. I'll let you start us.
Okay. So let's wait for the music to start.
Can you not hear it?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Let me just... Interesting that you can't hear it. Okay, so let me try something else. Let me go to my library on the computer because I was pulling the library on my phone. Recently added. So why don't you, while I'm looking for the song, someone share with me. Or we could use, I have on my computer Relaxation with Flute. Should we use that one instead? Because that one's on the computer.
Well, it's going to have my voice on it.
Oh, it will. Okay. And then I have Heartbeat Rhythm of yours on the computer. Does that have your voice too?
No.
Okay. Would that be okay to use?
That would be fine.
Okay. Heartbeat Rhythm. Let me just kind of let you see if we can hear it. Can you hear it, Jen?
Yeah, I can definitely hear that, but I'm not. That's kind of an upper energy thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of liking it, but let me see if I can get.
Well, it's a flute one for Dr. Lawless. Is that a meditation, Dr. Lawless?
It's meditation, and it's basically intended to lower your brain waves from beta to theta or delta, which helps you go to sleep and And we often use it just as a ritual to go to sleep, but it's also, I'm playing the flute at the same time, which is kind of tricky. And it just basically goes through a body relaxation. But by all means, if you want to try that, my voice is on it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that, and then afterwards, so we'll do it for 3 minutes, and then for 3 minutes, let's go back to heartbeat rhythm to rejuvenate people for their day.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. So, but then I'm going to put you on the spot, Jen. Do you want to, like, try to work with the heartbeat one to get people rejuvenated for their day, either one of you, or?
Well, sure. Let's kind of play around with it, however way you want to do it.
Cool.
Sounds good.
We're flying by the seat of our pants. Let's.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
This is a relaxation meditation CD to help you learn how to relax your mind and to relax your body. We'll take you through some steps that will be most effective in reaching new heights in health and well-being. My name is Dr. Frank Lawless. I'm here to begin your lesson in self-relaxation. To begin with, I would like for you to be in a very relaxed position, free of distractions, free of annoyances, free from the telephone, free from anything that would distract you from my voice and the instructions I want you to follow. Assuming that you are now in that kind of position, I'd like for you to just begin to notice how you breathe. I'd like for you to focus on the breathing in and the breathing out. Notice how it feels as the air comes in and how it feels when it leaves. Perhaps you can then begin to feel your breath going deeper and longer, maybe going down into your stomach and circulating and coming up through your chest. And with each breath, feeling more relaxed, feeling much more relaxed. When you breathe in, you're breathing in nurturance, you're breathing in love, you're breathing in oxygen, other kinds of elements that build up your strength, build up your endurance, build up your intelligence. And as you breathe out, you're letting go of stress, of elements that's been used up. You're letting go of the kinds of things that you need to let go of. So keeping that in mind, you're breathing in and you're breathing out, becoming fresher, smarter, stronger with each breath. Just breathing in and breathing out. And with each out-breath, you're becoming more and more relaxed. Just focusing on your breath, letting all other distractions in your mind go away. Meditation is a way of understanding the present, living in the present. Breathing in the present. Letting go of the past, the because you have nothing you can do about the past at this moment. And breathing out worries about the future, because that's yet to be done. Most important thing right now is to focus on the present. Breathing in and breathing out right now. Focusing on the here and now. Letting go of more and more stress. Very good. Now allow that focus to go to your toes. Each toe in your feet as you relax. And just allow those muscles, those tiny muscles around those many bones in your ankles, just to free up and allow the blood to flow through them. Just focusing on your feet, on your toes, as you're breathing out stress, letting go of stress, and breathing in nurturance. Perhaps you can even feel your toes begin to tingle. Maybe even begin to warm up. People who have cold feet are almost always stressed. So as you can breathe and relax and focus on your feet, your toes will warm up, your feet will warm up. Just allow that to happen. Just focusing on your breath, moving it in, moving it out. Moving it in and moving it out. Very good. Moving that focus of attention up into your calf muscles, your lower legs.
Okay, I think that's about 6 minutes, but that was yummy.
Very yummy.
Yeah, it was yummy. I don't know another word for that, but I would have just done the whole show this way. That's okay. Got my shoes off, feeling my toes. The big toe, the baby toe. Thank you, Dr. Lawless.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to get that one on iTunes. I like that one.
Yeah, that seems to be a favorite for, I did that a few years ago, and it seems to still be very popular. Are you going to play another one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one I think is basically my best remedy for depression.
Okay. Well, I have
what's this one called,
heartbeat
Jody?
Rhythm. Is that the heartbeat rhythm?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let me just change before, because I want people to know. I'm going to edit our, so listening to music, heartbeat rhythm, right?
Let me, can I tell a little story about this one?
I wish you
would. Yes.
Several years ago, I was a consultant to a major insurance company in Japan, and they
what else have you not done?
And they wanted me to help them with their people in terms of dying from what they call Hiroshima. Hiroshima is death from overstress.
Yeah.
And basically, wow, every year they asked me to come and give a talk, made it a big deal. So actually, I would be talking to thousands of Japanese. And so what I would have them do is dance to this particular rhythm in their own way. They had to stay in their place. They couldn't go too far out of the hall or with each other, but basically they just danced in place. And that became the favorite part of my presentation when they asked me to do it year after year. Every year that I would come back, they said, we want to dance. We want to dance, because it made us feel good. And so they even started, by the end of the 5 years that I did that, they would actually bring girls in to surround everybody in short dresses to dance with the group of practitioners that I was talking to. And so every time I listen to this, I remember that time that I looked at over these thousands of people that were dancing, and it just made me laugh. I just couldn't help it. I just laughed at the whole nature of the whole thing of these thousands, felt like thousands, but probably hundreds of people that basically were dancing to my music, and they didn't want to stop. That was always the problem, is stopping. So anyway, that's kind of what I always remember when the thing comes out. And this is just basically a rhythm. It's just no music per se, no harmony, no melody. It's just basically drums and other things.
Well, I want to add on to that then before we go, because at the end of last year, I completed my certification in nutrition, holistic nutrition. And one of the things that they taught us about is exactly what you were talking about, Hiroshima. And they talked about Japanese, sorry, I got to put my shoe back on from the meditation. They were talking about Japanese foresting and for that very reason, because people were in Japan were dying from that Hiroshima, from over stress. And I played a commercial earlier in this show, and it was Jen using the Place of Peace. And the Place of Peace, you know, uses your bod, of course. It uses the beamer, which is pulse electromagnetic frequency. It uses 432 hertz, which is a frequency of music that brings harmony to the frontal lobe. And most recently this year, I added in Japanese foresting. And what they said is that if you can't be in the forest, look at it in a book or put it on a TV screen. And so we have the screen of people, people walking, but you feel like you are walking through a forest. And so I'm so grateful that you shared your story, because people, I think, really need to get back to nature. And as you know, today's show is about spiritual self-healing. And spiritual self-healing, I think we all agree, it's about having time to yourself, having the right rhythm, being in with nature, and doing those things, because you really can't make a mistake with nature, right? I mean, you don't have to know how anything. You just go out there and you be. So anything you guys want to add to that before I run the music? Or?
Well, and I think with like maybe this rhythm that I heard briefly, I haven't heard the whole thing, but I think it's finding your rhythm. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Like, maybe that's part of the meditation that maybe the listeners and we can try, is just moving to that rhythm the way that it feels true to us. Because there's so many modalities, but it's got to resonate with you. So, you know, if I told you to do ballet might not resonate with you, but maybe hip hop would, or lyrical, you know, so whatever movement I think that your body feels is the movement you should do.
Well, I have to comment on that. When I was professor at University of North Texas, one of my students was Mark Ryder. And Mark Ryder was in the doctor program, behavioral medicine, but he was also at the same time director of music therapy at SMU. And we had various kinds of retreats in New Mexico that we would go to Taos, New Mexico, and he would have all kinds of instrumentation, and we would do experimentation. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was that he was interested in rhythms from various cultures. And we just kind of discovered some things that I thought were very fascinating and that I have used before. One of them is that rhythmic marches, marching bands, do have this community unity that kind of pulls together people. So the military has been using it for years in their marches because you get less tired and you feel more of a group energy. He also, we also found a rhythm that elicited, if you want to use that word, sexuality. So that, and it was Hawaiian. It was Hawaiian music that was used many centuries ago, in which the missionaries came when they first came over to Hawaii. They outlawed this particular kind of rhythm and replaced it with ukuleles. So that's part of history. We also looked at...
Do we know why they outlawed it?
Too much sex.
Because it excited them. It made them too excited. It was too emotional for... You know, you're not supposed to think about sex when you're worshiping God, I guess. Anyway, that's kind of a fascinating piece. We also found that there were there's a lot of rhythms in Native American history, some of which are warrior-like, and a lot of them have to do with rhythms for nature to make the earth fertile, or to bring rain, or to do various other things. Mm-hmm. That Rolling Thunder was my teacher for a while, and he taught me how to make it rain. I'm not very good at it, so I don't say that, but his magic was you don't make it rain, you allow it to rain.
Mm.
So, and the rhythms, basically, the drumming and so forth, created that permission. So I'm not sure if you're when you're doing rhythms, if you're permitting the natural flow to happen or making it happen. But that's kind of a semantic issue that I think probably can be answered by people smarter than me.
Well, I like your languaging. I think it is about creating a path, allowing. We don't force anything on anyone. Right, or I don't think we should be forcing things. We don't make things happen.
Or even allowing or accepting.
Yeah.
Because if it's just natural, then it's accepting what it is.
It is what it is, right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're listening to these CD music sounds, it's a permission granted. It's a allowing things to happen rather than this is going to make your day different or something like that. It's going to allow it to be different.
Allow it to be different. Nice. Oh, it's almost like removing the interferences that stop you from being your self that day. Okay. So what are we going to do during this one? Since it's more, are we going to like dance?
Move.
Okay.
Move.
All right, so it's not really a meditation. It is kind of a meditation, but
it's definitely a meditation. It's getting your body to
it's a moving meditation
and
okay.
Feel it.
All right.
Relaxing those muscles, those long muscles.
We're still relaxing the muscles.
We're gonna excite the muscles now.
Okay, get your crystals out. These are half a stick. Selenite.
Thank you.
I could have just done that one all day. So just gonna say.
That was very relaxing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's another one. I don't know if you have it called The Walk.
I do have The Walk. It's in the CD, but I don't have a way to play it. It's I have the CD player's upstairs, the PMP Walk.
Yeah, it's called The Walk, and it's a bass guitar walk, which is kind of more of a The patients really like it a lot, so we might want to play that one of these days.
I'm going to see if I can just buy it right now, because I have it as a CD, but our CD player is upstairs, and I can't play a CD on my MacBook Pro, but it doesn't, is it PMP or Walk, or is it just The Walk?
Well, it's PMP Walk.
PMP Walk.
The same thing. I think.
It shouldn't be showing just yet. Hold on a second. So, and if anybody wants to call in, we're the number is 515-605-9325. And we'll see if we can find The Walk while we're doing that. What are some, you know, I want to go back to you guys when I was talking about how I wake up in the morning, and you guys were speaking about how you go to bed at night. So every night when I go to bed, I do the Place of Peace for 20 minutes, which includes the BOD for 20 minutes, putting my brain in a state of state, the beamer, which aligns my body with the heartbeat of the universe, or the rhythm of the universe, with the human resonance, and also helps me to detox and increases my nutrient absorption and circulation. I listen to the 432 hertz music, and then those three oils that I mentioned, the peace essential oil, forgive and control. Those are also my evening rituals. So it's the morning and an evening. So I was really focusing on the morning, because lately, whether I do the evening ritual or not and set my intention, it's just been, with the energy in the universe, for me, it's been a little tough. So, and okay, so I am. You know what, Dr. Lawless, I'm just going to look it up by your name on iTunes. So if I go by, oh, maybe it's, all right, so while you guys are, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I find some music.
I guess I could ask you some questions, Dr. Lawless, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How did you, so you started out in therapy, and then how did you get into sound? What brought you to sound?
Well, when I was in high school, I was big into music. I was a member of four different bands. I was a part of the jazz band. I played bass fiddle or bass guitar. I was also a part of a country and western thing, and I sang and played the guitar, and also I played in a rock and roll band, and then I went and I played in the symphony high school band, which is very good. I played a horn. So I was
French horn.
No, it was a baritone.
Okay.
And the valve trombone, but I love the baritone because it was such a harmony instrument, and I just thought it sounded great. So
earthy. That's an earthy instrument.
So I was pretty. In fact, I was offered a music scholarship to go through college. Wasn't very much, but it was at least scholarship. But I was also playing football at that time, and the football looked a lot more interesting than playing in the band, and it paid more. But I thought that was part of my split life, you might say. And so I decided I would go to North Texas, and my band director told me that they had a great jazz band, and that I should go and sit through some of their sessions just for the fun of it. So you probably know that North Texas is very famous for their jazz band. I didn't know that. I thought it was just kind of like a small group. So I carried my horn to one of their jazz presentations that was called the 1 o'clock band. And after listening to them for about 30 minutes, I decided that music was, I would not even get close to being a part of that group because they were so good. And I dropped out of music, per se, and sold my horn, sold everything that would lend me to any kind of direction at that time. But part of my interest was in the composition of music, and so consequently, when I was married the first time, my father-in-law was a musicologist, and he taught me about a lot about the composition, and so I wrote an article. I was teaching math at that time to high school. And I wrote an article about the combination of mathematics and music.
Wow.
And
awesome.
That got published. And so I kind of continued on. So when I got involved with psychology, I had this strong implication that there was some part of psychology that music played. And so it was a kind of a pathway to another view of how to change the brain, because we do have various circuitry in our brain that can be released or at least created along some lines. And I can go into a lot of depth in terms of the brain research and the music compositions that I will learn through this kind of, I guess, shamanism kind of opened up a lot of that for me. So, and still am, creating music and that basically helps people when they have problems with their brain and cognition.
That's awesome.
And that's actually kind of where the BOD came from, was, again, Michael Horner played a big part of that, is that running this pain program. And I was very depressed because I had started it, and after a month, I wanted to quit because basically the patients were not getting better. They were getting worse. And we had an inpatient program that that were filled with patients that basically wanted pain medicine or they wanted to sleep. They didn't, there was no in between. And so he laughed at me and he said, Frank, you're going to have to learn to play the drum. And so he took out his drum and he showed me a rhythm that would basically get rid of pain. And the next week I set up my group, had about 25 patients in it, and I just told them to listen for about 20 minutes and what we would just see what happened. And of the 25 patients, five of them said that their pain actually left. They had no more pain. And the rest of them showed some degree of improvement. Everybody liked it a lot. So we created a part of the pain program around that. And we did a lot of research with regard to the physiological responses to that particular drum beat. And then I got interested in learning how to help students with the disorder, with ADD, ADHD, however way you want to do it. But I couldn't, the theory is you would have to go the reverse way. In other words, for pain, it was reducing from high tension to low tension in the brain and in the body. This one was more of a stimulation of the frontal lobes. And that created kind of the opposite track. And I couldn't beat the drum fast enough. You'd have to, it would be a superhuman issue to beat the drum that fast. So I asked my son, who is an electronic engineer, to basically create a drum beat through electrical impulses. And that's how the BOD was born. And basically it proved to be very successful for these kids. They couldn't concentrate.
What year was that, Dr.
Oh, that's awesome.
What year? Well, I guess it would be somewhere around the late 70s, 1970s.
Wow.
Okay. Is there any possibility to create the app for the BOD?
Well, you can use the BOD for both reasons, because you can go slower. In fact, what the BOD does is it combines the left and the right ear so that there's a third beat that the brain actually connects to mostly, and those are the slow beats, which you can basically help with relaxation and anxiety.
And for those people who don't know what the BOD looks like, it's this city right here that you wear, headset with the four knobs. Now, the cool thing is, for people who are sound sensitive and still need the vibration, you can use these headsets, which is foam conductor, right?
Acoustical stimulation.
Oh, I just got tingles. So easy. I used to wear these when I was in sales. I'm making sales calls because people used to make me mad. So just wear this all day.
Well, I used to say it was kind of like having a radio that you dialed in whatever brain pattern you want. by those knobs and basically creating the mindset. You can slow the brain down or you can speed the brain up through those through the sound or
awesome.
Vibration.
Yeah, it's that's the coolest thing. That's made the largest impact other than food.
I've gotten to use the BOD a little bit with one of my clients who has some fears, and it showed a lot of decrease in fears.
Well, phobias is one of my favorite things to work with, and I did a lot of shows on the doctors and Dr. Phil's show that had to do with phobias of bridges and driving in a car and various other things. And it does a really good job of that. It also has a really effective way of dealing with addictions, whether it's drug addiction, alcohol, or potato chips. Basically, it resolves that craving.
Yeah, sugar.
That goes.
Mm-hmm. Sugar addiction.
So I think the one thing that, because I'm still virtual, unfortunately, are there ways, and this is, are there ways to get the BOD to people without giving them a BOD? Like, can they download an app onto their phone?
Well, actually, we have patented a way of doing that through your phone,
okay.
But we haven't moved into that direction, and maybe Jody and I will be talking about that later this week. But it's really interesting. We can do more things with that particular approach than we can with the hardware that we have now. But the more sophisticated we make it, the least helpful it is.
Right.
Well,
because it's too complicated.
Truth, yeah, that is truth all day long, right?
Yeah.
Using the BOD is so simple. I usually start people off on 2 and 2 for PTSD just so that they don't have to think about it, and then let them either just be with their thoughts if that's where they need to be, or they can write about what it is that's bothering them.
Yeah.
And then go back and read it so that it keeps, you know, read what you wrote a few times just to get people.
Right. I've used your protocol, Jody.
How's
with the
work?
Pencil and the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, interesting about writing, this kind of digress here a little bit, is what we find is that when you write, and it's how you write, using your pointer finger, that sends messages to your brain, to your memory.
Wow.
So
wow.
You need to use that pointer finger when you write.
So pointer
so
finger
it,
sends
keep
messages
it like
to your memory. So I'm like that, right?
Yeah.
So this would be a bad hand position.
Well, you wouldn't get the benefit, we'll put it that way.
So you'd want to be there. Okay. That's good to know.
Well, it's just a little tidbit that I've learned.
I like the tidbits, so, yeah. But that, the tidbits are what makes everything work better.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
There's little nuances,
you know?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it
can be pretty big because a lot of people now use the typewriter, or what we used to call the typewriter.
A keyboard.
And you don't get the magic from that.
Right.
No, you really don't. And that's what I teach people about that, too. I'm like, you know, you don't want to be using a keypad of any sort. You know, it's not doing the same thing. It's not activating the brain. And as you explained to me, we really want to activate the brain. And so it's through that finger. It's through making it loud. So it activates, you know, all the neurons.
Well, it's the vibration of the keyboard or the typewriter, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember using a typewriter, and you can the vibration through your,
right.
Like, as you type them all through your whole body.
Right, exactly. When this is kind of a personal story, but I was born dead. My mother had gotten too much pain medicine while she was going through labor, and they gave her too much, and so they couldn't rest her a heartbeat. So they declared me dead before I was born. So everybody left. There's a big, long story behind all this. So when I was born and I wasn't dead, they brought me to life. I was designated to be severely brain damaged. And my parents were told not to push me into any place that I would feel uncomfortable because I just wasn't going to be normal. And that worked to my advantage because I was celebrated anytime I reached a milestone, like tying my shoes or pooping in the right place or holding the fork or something like that. So this became a really exciting life for me from early because I could do these little things and get celebrated for them. My sister, who's brilliant and smart and can talk when she was, you know, 1 month old or whatever, she was the smart one. And I was the one that would lag behind. And she took care of me. Very early age, but that's another story. But basically, she taught me how to use the typewriter, so that I could write, newspaper stories. It, you know, if I ever wanted to do that. So
that's cool.
I wrote it.
She programmed you early to write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
Published.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, it just never doesn't happen. I mean, that's kind of a weird sentence, but when we start digging in deep to people who I think are successful, you guys, right? There's always, nobody got to where they are without having some sort of challenge to overcome that had them bring what they're bringing to the world. And I think it's a really important message to send. I have people who I'm working with and say, well, you know, I don't want to put any more money into health. I'm like, okay, health costs money. Or, this takes a lot of work. Well, yes, it does. You know, and so anything worth achieving takes time, commitment, and consistency. Consistency is huge to achieve the outcome that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
or something better.
Better, yeah.
That's
right.
Cool.
We've got 90 seconds for the show to end. Wow, what a blessing to have both of you on the show.
It has been a blessing for me. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Toby.
Oh, I'd love to pick your brain a little bit more, please, if you have time.
I'll get you.
I would like for you to pick my brain.
Okay. So
oh, that sounds wonderful.
I'll send, how do you want to, text or email for you guys to explain?
Text is great.
Text or what?
And phone calls.
Yeah, no, I mean, what I'll do is, how do I connect you? I'll send you both an email and a text message so you have each other's phone numbers in any way that
oh,
you
okay, can. Good,
right.
Good.
So that'd be great.
I'm going to run the, or does it run on its own? I'm going to run the ending commercial, but we just lost Jen since she's going on to her next client, and blessings, and I will see you. Actually, I will talk to you tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to navigate my screen back, but here we go. Thank you very much. I will see you. Here we go.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.